Department of Education. My major concern is if we stall 58 to 60 or whatever the projects are that are ready to go to tender, ready to go to construction, it'll stall the system. Planning will run out. We'll also have a situation where redesigns schemes will have to happen. So it's going to cost more money in the long run. So my message here today is for the government at a collective level to use common sense here. We seem to have money for everything when we hit a speed bump along the road, but capital funding, even back to 2011, 2012, 13, when the country was in a worse situation that has ever been in the past 50 years, we protected the education budget. We allowed buildings to go ahead. We need sustainability within the Department of Education because contractors need sustainability. There's young construction workers deciding in Galway and Donegal might want to go to Australia if we don't have long-term security in building. So my message today, Minister, is quite clear. We need to reinstate confidence within the system where schools like Four Maths or Carrie Maestre that is ready to sign contracts, ready for the green light. Mobile Community School, that's ready to sign documents. We're ready 3 weeks ago. Likes of St Union's and Letterkenny also, who are ready to go to tender. We have to reinstate and reinstill confidence to ensure that they go ahead. My difficulty with this issue is, and it always been, is a multi-annual budget. There's a figure of 800 and I think 60 million for the year. Yes, there has been inflation. Yes, there has been a lot of schools, like some school Isigan and Buncrana, has suffered because the contractor that was awarded wasn't able to take on the contract because of escalating costs, and that happens, but they had to go back for planning. So there has been a lot of, disruption within the system. I get that. I do know that the officials in Tullamore are working against major, major constraints. I do appreciate that as well. But I think what we need to do is we need to go to deeper. Collectively, as parliamentarians here, collectively as a government, to get additional monies, because there's been a lot of stalling with even small-scale projects. I'll list them in my second contribution. But for the moment, Minister, I know you will use your own networks and through your own party to ensure that we start getting these projects moving again, because it's having a very negative impact in many, many school communities. Gromaigad.
Thank you, Lass, and thank you, Deputy, for raising this matter this morning. And I'm taking it on behalf of Minister Foley, and you are quite right. I'm not. I'm in a similar position to yourself in my own county, with the same needs and the same pressure. So I would like to thank the Deputy for raising this matter, as it gives me the opportunity to provide an update to the House on the current position regarding a number of school building projects which are on hold from proceeding to either tender or construction due to capital funding pressure. The Department's capital allocation has always been under significant pressure, and it has a strong track record of fully utilising it, and in many years requiring supplementary capital funding to deliver urgently required school building projects. These pressures on the capital allocation have been compounded since the NDP allocation was determined in 2021 by the high impact of construction inflation, the increasing prevalence of autism and other complex special education needs, which require the accelerated delivery of special educational needs provision at pace, and the urgent need to provide capacity for students from Ukraine and other countries under international protection system. The national priority within the NDP for increasing the rollout of housing is also adding pressure to the Department's capital allocation, given the knock-on impact for additional school provision requirements. The Department published the NDP allocation 2023 is £860 million. As part of its planning ahead for 2023, the Department is engaging with the Department of Public Expenditure, the NDP delivery and reform in relation to capital funding pressures in order to continue to be able to adequately support the operation of the school system with the rollout of school building projects to tender construction in 2023, including the projects referenced in the media reports. Under the department's large-scale additional accommodation scheme, 58 school building projects are currently on hold due to capital funding pressures. There were over 180 school building projects delivered during 2022, which included accelerated delivery of modular accommodation to support provision for 900 pupils with special educational needs. Circa 300 school building projects continued in construction at the start of 2023, most of which will be completed in 2023 or early 2024, and this includes over 40 new school buildings. All of these projects are helping to support the operation of our schools, are delivered to the highest standard and are very energy efficient. This strong level of delivery is a key driver of capital pressures in the department. Other key achievements under the school building programme in 2022 include strategic initiatives to put in place to support planning for school provision requirements, and is also setting up to 16 regional education and language teams to facilitate enrolment of 15,000 children from Ukraine. Necessary smaller scale refurbishment and maintenance in circa 1,000 schools, 16 deep energy retrofit pathfinder projects ongoing in partnership with the SAI. Strategic initiatives put in place to support delivery include use of project manager supports, procurement frameworks, variety of delivery mechanisms and a strong pipeline of projects. And it is also important to note that the department was very successful in accommodating 15,000 pupils from Ukraine. These pressures have resulted in the need for the department's planning and building unit to assess its work programme and prioritise for 2023 in the context of available funding. And this review is ongoing, and it's important for me also to say, Deputy, yesterday when the Taoiseach took leaders, he said that there would be that collective effort to go to deeper to seek additional funding, exactly to speak to the point that we need to ensure stability and confidence within the schools, but also on the builders that would have tendered those projects.
Okay, thanks, Minister. And look, I'll just maybe list a few of the schools for the information of DEEPER. The department in Tullamore, they know these, cause, and a lot of work has gone into this and a lot of good work has gone into it. But as I mentioned earlier, we have Scull Caramaster in Donegal Town, ready to start construction. Moville, North Inishowen, ready to start construction. St Dunan's Letterkenny, ready to go to tender. Public School Clonneely, application for school building, that's at the very early stages. Scull Columbkill, Kilmacrennan, construction company has been appointed for an ASD class extension. St Bathans and St Johnson, two classroom SenBase announced in July 2019, still waiting approval. Niall Moore National School, Killybegs, awaiting stage 2A for a number of months. Scull Neafig, Greylistrin National School, currently at stage 2B, planning stage, concerned that there is a concern that there is sufficient enough money to complete this project. Loretta Mulford, proposed extension. They were offered prefabs, but this is not a solution for growing numbers. Stage 2A report submitted. Rafoe Royal and Prior, funding committed back in 2019 as well, still looking for progress there. Scull Easig and Buncrana, I mentioned earlier, they had to go back for planning because of problems with the awardee of the contract, but they're back on track. They need reassurances as well. Crana Campus, 11 classroom extension as well. Cranford National School, the principal was in touch with me this morning. Deal College, ready to go to planning last summer, and to Bennett and the design team, 12 to 18 months gone, so numbers will be 750. And that's, and also Scull Cashel Nagore as well in Garth Harg. The reason why I mention that is if we stop any form of funding in that current system, we're going to lose out on all the work that's going in, all the money that's going in, all the taxpayers' money that's going into investment, into design teams, architects, QS, all the work. And if we stop that, we're back to duplicating, and it will cost in the long run. DEEPER, I know, work on multi-annual budgets, but we need to find a system, and a better system, and I'm glad of your words today that there is a collective solidarity around this issue, around Cabinet as well, and around government, because school communities have been patient, and in particular the school projects that are waiting for the green lights at the moment, the green light to be switched on at the moment. That's what I'm thinking. Arish, Gurmaigat, Azokta, Chach, Guji, and Chachanu, Ara, August, Kahirla, Fosta, Fohanya, and Anam, Atatuig, Gol, Hugum, Fosta, and you, August, Arish, La, Idir Nashin and the Maran, Sonna, Dave, August, Bum Saltas, Freedom Lane, Yakawan,
Yakawan, Tomacharam, Octotuko, Jarfuction.
Thank you, Deputy. So, Minister Foley fully understands and appreciates the concerns raised in relation to the rollout of the school building projects, and she can assure the Deputy that the Department is very conscious of the need to support the operation of the school system and intends to provide clarity for individual schools about their school building projects as quickly as possible. And in that respect, both Minister Foley and the Department are very appreciative of the ongoing engagement with their colleagues in deeper and public expenditure and reform. So there is a collective piece. It's also important to say that over the last 3 years, the government has invested $2.6 billion in school buildings, and this is a record level of investment and has helped to add capacity to modernise existing accommodation in schools throughout the country. But I will, and I have no doubt Minister Foley is listening to your contribution here this morning, I nearly feel compelled to list all my schools as well into the record, but I won't, because there is such pressure. So, Minister Foley, I have discussed it with her, and I will bring back your contributions this morning.